Best team coverage of the Browns. News Radio WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Phil Savage joins us, former GM of the Browns 2005-2008. Director of scouting for the Ravens, currently an analyst for Alabama football, ESPN, and that Reese's Senior Bowl. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are, and, well, glass half full. We like the way Kaiser played this last week, although there was a halftime problem, and, you know, they lose the game. But for some, they think maybe, just maybe, he showed some promise at quarterback for a young guy.
Well, as we said, when the Browns drafted DeShone Kizer, he had a long runway ahead of him. I mean, this is a very young prospect. And I think, as we've noted a couple times here during the season, you know, despite the record, really, the objective has to be, is DeShone Kizer the long-term answer at the quarterback position? Or are you going to have to address it again? And I think the assumption is regardless how Kizer plays, you would think that they would still be looking at a quarterback in some way, shape, or form this offseason.
Phil, last week you told us that you thought this was a pretty good group of quarterbacks, that that's pretty deep, actually. But last year you always told us Myles Garrett was clearly the number one player. The Browns made him the number one pick. I think they've seen when he gets out there, he can be just that. Is there that kind of player, and I'm not, regardless of position, is there one guy right now that stands out? Because here we are looking ahead now to drafting, and the Browns do have two high picks, but looks like they may have the first overall pick. Is there one guy right now?
You know, off the top of my head, not really. Not to the level of what Garrett was in terms of just the elite athleticism, the elite measurables that Myles Garrett possessed. And, you know, I think that the question on Garrett was going to be, you know, the day in, day out grind. And unfortunately for him, he got off to a tough start with, you know, the ankle issues. It's plagued him really throughout the year. So it's only been glimpses. It's been a game here, a game there, a snap here, a snap there. But you're right, when he's actually been on the field, it's clear as to why he was the number one pick. And look, the Browns, you cannot fault them for taking Myles Garrett. He was the obvious choice. Any other club in the National Football League would have taken Myles Garrett number one overall. But in spinning forward to 2018, I don't think that there is a clear-cut answer. And I would go so far as to say quarterback as well. You know, Baker Mayfield has created a lot of momentum for himself. But the reality of it is, great college player, but can a 6-foot quarterback translate what he does at OU into the NFL? And that's going to be the big debate on Baker Mayfield.
You know, Phil, you look at the Browns, and let's say Kizer, let's hope he has a great finish, and maybe he is the guy. I still think they would be looking at a quarterback, but I kind of look at it this way, and I'd like your thoughts on this. That I go back, I remember Jimmy Johnson when he drafted Aikman, that later that year, I think it was in the supplemental, he took Steve Walsh, and then later he would trade Walsh, and he got a whole bunch of picks for Walsh when he ended up trading him. Can you look at quarterbacks, even if you've got one as a young one, you take another one because you can always get something back in return, even if it's down the line, until you find your guy, which we still are in the process of here with the Browns.
Yeah, it usually is a wise investment because, you know, you see what the Patriots did with Jimmy Garoppolo and other quarterbacks that they've drafted during the Tom Brady era. The Green Bay Packers used to make it a practice. They would take a quarterback regardless every single year in the draft, sometimes in the sixth or seventh round, but because they had stability at the position, they could develop the player, showcase him during the preseason, and then get something back from him. The Eagles used to do this with Andy Reid when he was the coach there. So, again, you know, the bigger question than the pink elephant in the room is going to be who's making those choices by the time we get to February, March, and April of next year.
And who is the who? All right, Phil Savage, best team coverage of the Browns, WTAM 1100. Phil, travel safe. Thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Guys are down at Virginia Tech this morning. I'll be at the University of Richmond later this afternoon.
Blacksburg, then going to go over on, head a little north, get over on 64, Richmond. Okay, have a safe trip through there. Know that country well. Get by Lynchburg sometime. Check out the Flames there at Liberty where my kids are.
Lynchburg, I tell you, I've been there. It's a beautiful campus there at Liberty.